A lawsuit against the men who spoke at a rally before the Capitol riot on January 6th is putting the Justice Department in a tricky position. That's because the men who spoke are federal officials, and the department is considering whether that means, as such, they deserve immunity because they acted within the scope of their jobs that day. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Alabama Republican Mo Brooks stood before the crowd on January 6th and uttered these words.
Now our ancestors sacrificed their blood, their sweat, their tears, their fortunes, and sometimes their lives to give us, their descendants, an America that is the greatest nation in world history. So I have a question for you. Are you willing to do the same?
Those remarks are featured in a lawsuit filed by Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California. He's sued Brooks, Donald Trump, and others for lying about the election and inciting a mob to storm the Capitol. But Mo Brooks argues his statements came as Congress prepared to certify the election results, and that he was acting in his role as a federal lawmaker representing his constituents that day. Now the Justice Department and the top lawyer for the U.S. House are involved. A judge has given them a deadline this week to say whether they consider Brooks' statements to be part of his duties as a member of Congress and whether he deserves to be defended by the Department of Justice.
So we hope DOJ will see Brooks' appalling conduct on January 6th for what it was and for what he admitted it was, which was campaign activity performed at the request of Donald Trump.
That's Phil Andonian, a lawyer who brought the case on behalf of Congressman Swalwell. He says there's no way Brooks and Trump were acting in their capacity as federal officers, which would give them a legal shield under a law known as the Westfall Act. Trump's team disagrees. Attorney Jesse Banal says the former president is covered by broad immunity for his statements that day.
When the president takes and speaks to the American people and talks to them about congressional action, that's the president using the bully pulpit. That's not something that's at the outer perimeter of the president's duties.
Watchdog groups are following this case closely. Christy Parker spent 19 years at the Justice Department. She now works at a nonprofit called Protect Democracy.
The Justice Department has historically taken a very broad view of what qualifies as being within the scope of a federal employee's official job.
Consider a case from earlier this year when the Justice Department decided Trump was acting within his job when he made incendiary statements about the writer E. Jean Carroll. She accused the former president of raping her decades ago. Trump denies that. American University law professor Paul Figley used to work in the Justice Department. He says if you're in the place where they hired you to be and you're generally doing what they hired you to do, you're within the scope of your employment. The law in D.C., he says, was designed to make employers liable for bad behavior by employees, like a bouncer who throws a bar patron down the steps, or even a delivery man who sexually assaults a woman who answers the door. Past cases involving congressmen have been pretty generous about what they could do and say within the scope of their jobs. But Parker says this case, centered on the violent insurrection, is a place where the Justice Department needs to draw a line.
When you really think about that, it's like, well, gosh, you know, what kind of a government system of government did we create here if we're powerless to stop attacks from within? Because we have to define those attacks as within the scope of these people's offices.
She says no one is above the law, not the president or a member of Congress. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.